In the past 3 years, 8 women have been killed in Marathon County by abusive husbands or boyfriends. This week, a panel of prosecutors, counselors, and police is listening as witnesses grappling with personal situations also grapple with the disturbing local statistic.
He's going to put a bullet in my wife's head. He's going to put a bullet in my daughter's head. What can I do short of disobeying the law to protect my daughter, my wife, and myself?
The most dangerous time for an abused woman is when she has decided to stop the relationship with her abuser. Kimberly Haas is an attorney who works with the victims.
The abuser feels that they have control over the victim, and obviously when the victim leaves, that abuser has that sense of loss of control.
Haas's organization, Wisconsin Judicare, helps women in need get the tools they need.
We help them get the restraining order. We then instruct them that they have to call law enforcement when the restraining order is violated. Then the prosecutor has to prosecute those violations.
The prosecutors, like Marathon County's Chad Minder, work to separate the most serious offenders from the hundreds of abusers in the system.
Incidents of violence either against the victim or against other people, access to weapons, threats with weapons, any stalking type behavior, that's a very serious indicator.
And even Minder, who works full-time on the problem, is puzzled by the statistics in Marathon County.
That's really the million-dollar question. I don't know that I can answer why there's so many homicides here.
Organizers are hoping the local forums help them answer that question and find some solutions. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.